All right, hello guys, and welcome. So today we're going to talk about gun control, unfortunately. I say that because I really wanted to do a gaming podcast for my first real podcast, and it didn't work out that way, so that's fine. It's just, I see Facebook posts about gun control every single day on Facebook, and it's driving me insane. So I can't hold it any longer. I have to rant. I'm going to do all my podcasts unfiltered and unedited, so you're probably going to see pauses and lots of errors grammatically in my podcast, but I'd rather have errors than cut out scenes of people when we're arguing and stuff. So anyway, we're going to get started. First, before I start, I'm going to try and be as unbiased and not one-sided about this as possible. So I am going to try to find middle ground. It's hard to do this when I'm by myself because there's no one to argue and, like, show points I never even think about. So that is a bummer, but we're going to continue the podcast anyway. So I'm pretty right-sided. I'm a very – I think as a Republican mainly, I'm trying as hard as I can to think independently so I can take on different views. But it's just very hard because I'm surrounded by many Republicans in my area. There's nothing wrong with that. I like Republican sides. I agree with their opinions. So, you know, it's just something that happened. So, gun control. That's the topic. And there's just so many points I have to bring up. And just not really enough time to talk about it all. You know, it's just there's so much to talk about. So, first off, and I've had problems with this, when I say I'm against gun control, and I don't think gun control can solve the problem, people automatically, for some reason, assume I am for school shootings. I don't know where this comes from. They think that I think, for some reason, it's okay for kids to be shot. No. Who thinks that? Okay, so before people start making generalizations, I'm not for school shootings. I do not think using a gun to solve your problems is in any way mature or morally correct. There is in no situation where a gun should be your last resort. Okay, there is no reason for that. So I just want to point those things out before we start the podcast.
All right, so let's get to the matter at hand then, which is gun control. This is why we're gonna make this podcast. So I'm just gonna get right into it. First off, again, I am not for school shootings. People need to realize this so they don't accuse me of such a terrible thing, which is so awful. School shootings are 100%. Awful. There is no benefits to this happening. Okay. They can be avoided. Kids need to know the value of life and why this isn't worth it. People need to understand the value of life. These kids don't understand the value of life. So when they bring a gun in and start shooting people, it's obviously not right. There's no benefits. I don't think this is okay. It's an awful thing happening. There's been so many kids die. Under the age of 18. Hundreds of kids die under the age of 18. They haven't even lived their life yet. It's awful. So in no way am I for this. And I do think something should be done about it. I just don't think gun control in any way, shape, or form will help us. So first off, the trend of school shootings is going around. Okay, it's going around nationwide. There's been around, I think, 800 threats of a school shooting. There have been, in my area where I live, my hometown school, had a kid at the high school bring a pistol, a loaded pistol with live rounds in his backpack. A school 60 miles away did the same thing. A kid brought a pistol to it with his backpack. Another school, a week later, a girl told another kid, you better not come tomorrow. It's gonna get bad. This was a school maybe 40 minutes away. Okay, that's three almost school shootings happening within 60 minutes of each other. That's within an hour of each other in a 2-week time. So I don't think gun control is the answer here. It's just a trend. It's a trend of terror going around. People want to be on the news, and people that think this way, that think it's okay to bring a gun to school and shoot people, are going to keep – they're going to find a way to do it. Restricting a gun will not stop these kids. These kids are getting these guns illegally. You cannot own a firearm in the state of Missouri. I don't think you can own a rifle until you're 18. You cannot own a pistol until – you cannot legally purchase a pistol until you are 20, I believe. I got a pistol because it was gifted to me by my dad, and I'm going to use it for purely sport purposes. I'm not going to go out. Hopefully when I grow up, maybe like in a couple of years, I'll use it as a carry, as a concealed carry. I'd love that because it'd make me feel a lot safer around this world now. But you cannot legally – I couldn't walk into a store right now at 19 years old and legally buy a pistol, okay? Now, so it's not like these kids – can just walk into Walmart, walk into Dick's Sporting Goods, walk in somewhere in some random store and just buy a gun. Okay, it doesn't work like that. You can't do that. So let's say we restrict guns. What's going to stop that kid from going to the gas station, getting some gasoline, putting in a glass jar, lighting it on fire, and then throwing it in a classroom? What's going to stop that kid from doing that? What's going to stop that kid from pouring gasoline all on the floor, locking his fellow students in that room, And then lighting on fire? What's going to stop that kid from bringing a knife from their kitchen to school and going on a stabbing spree? What's going to really stop that kid from doing that? Do you think – I just don't think that restricting the gun laws will stop these kids from this trend. They want to make a statement that they're obviously feel threatened enough they have to bring a gun to school and attack people. I just don't think the government restricting guns even more to people who legally buy these things will stop people from illegally obtaining these guns. It won't stop. The second problem with this gun control is we're at a very emotional time right now. It's a very, very thin line time right now. So the kids... it's either Florida or California. I don't know. I'm not going to Google this stuff because I don't need to be giving you statistics and feeding you statistics. The kids at the Parkland shooting, I think, they're making political statements when they're just high schoolers, okay? And they're saying we need to have certain gun rules and reforms. These kids do not know the laws and amendments that they have to go through to make gun control happen, to make more excessive gun control happen. And the worst part is our country is actually entertaining these kids to keep talking and talking and talking and going on news stations and telling more and more people they need to have gun laws. And there was a thing on Facebook I saw. I don't know what his name was. I think it was Pat Gray maybe. He made a video and he made an excellent point. You don't consider a person who survived an airplane crash an expert in airplane security and safety. Because they survived it, you're not going to put them in charge of determining the safety of all the passengers of that company. If you survive a fire from a house, you do not automatically become a fireman. Okay? You don't become an expert in fire safety. And people are treating these kids like they're gun experts. You know, it's a huge, huge problem. You cannot treat these children like experts because they're not. They haven't even purchased a gun. These kids who are going on CNN, ABC, NBC, getting calls from the White House for interviews, they do not know gun laws. They do not know how to purchase a gun. They've never purchased a gun legally because it's impossible for them to do it. These 15, 16, 17-year-olds, they do not know what they're talking about. And it's insane how people listen to them. These people are getting – they're like mass superstars on social media. There's There's so many pictures of them on social media of their quotes and all this stuff. Yes, let them talk. Let the students talk. They have the they have the freedom of speech. But my God, don't let them be in charge of rallies for gun control. Don't let them make speeches where millions listen on gun control reform. That's not the answer. That's the problem. We're letting children be in charge of giving them the power of thinking they know better than us. I'm not saying I know better than anyone. I have faults. I don't know exact gun laws. I don't know what it takes to own an AR-15 rifle exactly. I don't know the exact process you go through. But I know 100% you can't just go into a place at 15, 16 years old and go buy an AR-15 with a bump stock. I know that won't happen. So we've got to stop this. It's insane. I was on Facebook. I watched an 11-year-old girl. This is an 11-year-old child. This is a child, okay? When I was 11 years old, I was playing outside. I was playing with toy guns. I was not thinking about politics and gun control. I was having fun. I was enjoying childhood. And because of parents, and yes, I'm going to blame parents. I'm not a parent, so I can't really say much. But her parents obviously have ruined this girl's childhood. This 11-year-old girl gave a speech in New York about gun control. And I just do not understand. Why would you have an 11-year-old child do this? And I don't think it was specifically about gun control. I think she had some very good points. She talked and she made some good points. I think she definitely did not write this speech because it was obviously a very well-educated speech she was writing. Let me try and Google it here. I told you I wasn't going to Google stuff, and I want to see 11-year-old March for Our Lives. Here we go. I want to see exactly what she talked about because it was insane. I don't think you understand the level of what this child was doing. This is a child. She gave a March for Our Lives, which I do really think it had to do a little bit with gun control. But I don't know. This is an 11-year-old child. Don't make her be giving a speech about death and all this stuff. Like, she's talking about race. She's talking about how young black women are getting shot and raped and all that. And that's true. It's a big problem in our country, I'll admit. But why is this child talking about this? There's no room for this child. Let her live her life. She's not even a tenth of the way through her life. She can't even drink yet. She can't even drive yet. And you're already forcing politics on this child. Let her have fun. When she is 18, graduating high school, she's going to look back and say, oh my gosh, I had to debate gun control. These were horrible years. When I was a senior in high school, I looked back. I only had good memories from my childhood, okay? Because at 11 years old, you are indeed a child. You're not a preteen. You're a child. She should be out playing with her friends, going for sleepovers, not debating gun control with millions of people listening to her in New York. That's ruining her childhood. And these children are being given the power to do this. And while I'm okay with it, I don't think it's the right path for us to be looking at gun control. Yes, they went through school shootings and it's an awful thing, but they should not be allowed to talk about gun control laws. This is insanity. People might disagree with that, but what do they know about guns? What do they realistically know? Do they realistically know the process to obtain a gun? Because I guarantee you I know a little bit more about obtaining a gun than that 11-year-old child. Oh my goodness, it's insanity. This little girl's childhood is ruined. Maybe parents want her to be like that, and if she wants to do that, that's fine, but she's missing out on so much of her childhood while she can enjoy it. She's growing up she's acting like an adult when she needs to enjoy her time as a child before she has to witness the full-fledged force of politics, you know? There are millions of people on Facebook bashing this child, bashing her because of what she's saying. And she has to deal with that. There's no way she doesn't see it. She has to have seen it. She has to hear about it. And they're just taking this child's childhood away. You know? It's insanity. Oh my goodness. I have no words, you know? And I don't know what a better way to handle it is, because I feel like they do have a right to speak about it. It's obviously a big problem. School shootings are obviously a big problem, but it's insanity that our country is listening to them as much as they are. It shows you how politically corrupted our news stations are. CNN is 100% corrupted. Fox is 100% corrupted. You know, CNN is so hard left and Fox is so hard right, it's not even funny. Okay? You know this. The View is so hardcore feminism, it's not even funny. The day of the campaign, I watched the girls from The View mock Donald Trump before the campaign was over. It was insane. So, obviously our news is to blame. It's a huge part in why all these children are becoming famous, because there are politically corrupted news stations giving them the spotlight when they don't need to be having this. Let those kids enjoy their life and get away from all this depressing freaking news. Good Lord. Oh my, it's disgusting. It's disgusting, and I have no words for it. Okay, so gun control for the kids, I understand they went through a hard time, a very, very hard time, and I understand it was a very seriously insane thing they went through and had to deal with, but I just don't think they should be getting the spotlight they have. You know, it's unbelievable to me that they're getting this kind of spotlight. So let's just say for a fact we start with gun control. What would be the first, like, let's just move into tiers of how bad it could get. So the first would be to restrict gun control even more, restrict guns even more. So let's say we up the ages, so you couldn't own a rifle until you're 21. You couldn't own a pistol until you're 21. We'll say that. Kids can still get the access to buy them illegally. I bet I could probably find a way to illegally purchase a gun right now if I wanted to. Kids can still get a hold of bombs and knives, and they can make them. Kids are smart, okay? They're smarter than us. My 11-year-old cousin, who is enjoying life, by the way, she is 100%, I'm not going to say she's out of politics, because our family is a very political family, and it's almost impossible for us not to rant about it when we get together, because our country's so unbelievably insane right now. But I can say right now, she's living a much better life and having a lot more fun with her life right now and her childhood right now than the 11-year-old girl giving a freaking March for Our Lives speech. That is just insanity, because you know why? We're not going to give my 11-year-old – sorry, that was my problem. That was my fault there. Got an interruption. She's living a much happier childhood, and she's going to look back and have a much happier and shining childhood than this 11-year-old girl talking about marching for our lives because people are getting shot to death and raped. Like, who is going to look back on that and smile? Who's going to look back on that and smile? And it's insane. So let's just say you limit that to 21. Okay, well, for sake of argument, since we're going to do this, we're going to say school shootings still happen. Okay, so what do we do next? Well, bump stocks are a huge problem with people apparently nowadays. So let's say we ban bump stocks. And let's say we ban AR-15s next. Okay, so those are the next things to go. We wipe those off the surface. This is like the second level. So you still have to be 21 to buy the gun. AR-15s, we'll say AR-15s, M16s, anything that the hardcore left consider a military assault rifle, even though they have no idea what a military assault rifle is. They have no clue what a military rifle is. We're going to give them the benefit of the doubt, and we'll entertain this. Because, okay, we're going to get a little off topic here. The far left, and this is where I get a little biased, they think a military weapon is a fully automatic weapon. Just pull the trigger and go crazy. I can assure you 100% they are not sold like this. You can't just go to a Walmart, buy an AR-15, buy 100 rounds, and start blasting away. It doesn't work like that. I have an AR-15. It is a single fire. It is a semi-automatic. One click, boom. One click, boom. One click, boom. It's a semi-automatic gun. That is what they're selling to the public. Anyway, that's what liberals think is a military assault weapon, AR-15. Even though there are AR-15s that are in the form of a hunting rifle, and they have no problem with those. They have no problem with those being in our society, of course. They see the black, they see the military look, the standard look, and like, oh my god, military weapon, we need to ban this. But anyway, back to the event, the slippery slope we're gonna get down. So let's say 21 to buy a gun, no matter what, pistol, shotgun, hunting rifle, recreational rifle, anything you want. AR-15s are now banned, and bump stocks are banned. Well, let's say little Jimmy takes two pistols to school, shoots up the school. So now we're going to entertain the liberals even more. We're going to entertain the hardcore left even more so than we already have, and we're gonna ban pistols, even though pistols are the number one weapon used for self-defense, for home self-defense, and for concealed carry. Those are the main weapons for all this stuff. But we're going to say, nope, liberals are 100% right. Democrats are 100% right. We got to get rid of this. The problem is now insanity. This is insane. So we entertain the idea. We ban the pistols. We'll say all semi-automatic guns. So anything that you can just repeatedly pull the trigger, 1, 2, 3, one click, boom, one click, boom, one click, boom. That gun's automatically banned. So now you have to. So now we have bolt action weapons. Shotguns, pump shotguns, those are still legal. So all semi-automatic weapons are now banned. Okay, we'll say all of them. All of them are gone. Okay, wiped off the public surface. So okay, we fixed the problem. Well, no, little Jimmy has a shotgun now. He found his dad's shotgun, and he's gonna go to school with some slow rounds and shoot up the school again. So now we have shotguns as a big problem. We still haven't fixed the problem because they're still getting a hold of guns illegally. So let's just refresh where we're at. Let's just make sure we're caught up to speed here. We have, you can't buy any guns until you're 21. You cannot own a semi-automatic weapon anymore. You can't own military weapons anymore. AR-15s are banned. Pistols are banned. And they're all gone. They're gone. The government owns them all now. So now shotguns are a problem. Well, that's a recreational gun. That's a sporting gun. That's a hunting gun. But liberals say, no, no, no. That's got to go. You know, the school shootings haven't stopped yet. Obviously, guns are still the problem, even though kids are getting bullied, cyber bullied at school all day, 24/7. But no, no, no. The kids still are marching for their lives, even though they're still bullying kids on Snapchat, on Instagram, on Facebook. They're still bullying kids 24/7, all day, every day. Where do you think these kids get the motives to shoot up their school? Do you think they are born into the state of mind and they say, oh, hey, I think I'm going to go shoot up my school today? No! No! The kids of our generation, of my generation, right? I'm 19. Of my generation are getting bullied 24/7, every single day. At school, at home, online, on their phone. It's not that hard to get online and get bullied, okay? You know how many keyboard warriors there are bullying 24/7? Go on Facebook. You will find bullies out there. Go to CNN. Go to CNN. Go to Trump's page. You will see bullies everywhere. Our country has said it's okay to bully now. It's okay to state your opinion and call someone an idiot, a retard, an idiot. It's ridiculous. But no, that's not the problem. Guns are still the problem. So after we've made it to where you can't buy a gun until you're 21, can't own any pistols, can't own any semi-automatic guns, can't own any military weapons, guns are still apparently a problem. We will now we'll still listen to the far left. We will have no say in what they do. They have full regulation of the law. They say, okay, shotguns got to go now. Well, that's hunting rifles. So let's say hunting rifles get banned with it. So now all guns are banned. I won't be that extreme. Let's say, okay, you have to be 21 to buy a gun. You cannot purchase shotguns, You cannot purchase pistols or any semi-automatic weapons. You definitely cannot own a military-grade weapon, assault rifle, fully automatic, devastating war machine of a gun, even though that's not already allowed today. Bump stocks are legal too. Everything's legal. So now the only thing that's legal is now bolt action hunting rifles. Okay. Well, little Jimmy is now thinking, okay, well, I won't get much done with a hunting rifle. So how about I just go and make a bomb? Let's just make a bomb. And people are like, oh my God, here we go. Homeland Security, call him on this guy. Okay, it's not that hard. You know how easy it is to make a Molotov cocktail? You know how easy it is? Get some diesel fuel. Get some alcohol. You know how easy it is to set that afire? It's pretty freaking easy. Kid could just go to the gas station. It's not illegal for a kid to get gas, I don't think. I'm pretty sure in any state you can buy fuel at any age. And we'll say he does it the legal way. He goes to gets a proper gas can to fill up. But then he goes home, and little Jimmy puts it in a glass jar. He gets about 10 glass jars, about a gallon worth of gasoline or diesel fuel. And we'll say gasoline because it's more widely used in most areas. And he fills about 10 bottles. And little Jimmy says, okay, well, time to go to school. And he goes to school with a backpack full of glass jars filled with gasoline, starts lighting them on fire, and just throws them in classrooms, blowing up the whole room. Not going to blow up the whole room, but it would cause, I would think, 10 – if he threw 10 gasoline-filled jars with glass or nails put in – it's not that hard. It doesn't take that much imagination to make a bomb. You put some nails in it. You put some gasoline in it. You put it in a glass jar. You light it on fire. You throw it. Okay? It's not – that doesn't take that much imagination. I mean, it's not like we're censoring children anymore. They can literally just Google how to make a bomb now. Okay? They can just YouTube this. Okay? It wouldn't even be that hard. I could probably do it right now. So, let's say little Jimmy threw that. Well, how do you expect to regulate gasoline? Huh? How do you expect to do that? You know? But now here is where we won't get any more into that. Like knives, how would you regulate house knives, home knives, kitchen knives? How would you regulate those? But that's not the point where I'm going. So, now you cannot own a gun in the United States. No matter what age you are, there was, we'll say, the United States had a mandatory buyback. We got paid to give your guns back, but you still had to give your guns back. And if you didn't, people would come, ironically, with guns. You'd have Fed agents coming up, knocking on your door with guns to get your guns. Isn't that ironic? So, mandatory buyback, you have to give up all your weapons, and they're gone. Well, now the government has all the power. And people think, oh, no. It'd never get that extreme. It'd never get to this point. Our government's too trustworthy. It'll never happen. This will never happen. Okay. So what's to stop? And I'm not going to say – we'll say this took about 5 years. It took about 5 years for all this to go down. So that way we have a new unknown president. Well, let's say this president – let's say it could be Donald Trump. It could be Hillary Clinton. It could be Bernie Sanders. He says, okay, well, you know what? I really don't like people – talking bad about me. So you know what? Let's take their freedom of speech away. And let's take the First Amendment away. Since we took their Second Amendment away and they have no guns, what are they going to do? How are they going to stop us? Well, they don't have any guns. What are they going to do? So now the government has all the power. And this government within a decade could be very corrupted. I really don't know where our country's going to be in 10 years. It's insane. But let's just entertain this idea. No one in the United States has guns now. We're going to say in a perfect world, a perfect democratic, progressive, liberal, feminist world. This is so right wing now. I'm sorry. I apologize. This is very biased. But this is how I think feminists and liberals and left wing people think. So this is – I'm sorry. This is a little opinionated and I apologize and it's not fair. And I know you don't all think this way. I'm sorry. But let's just say the Democrat – we'll just say Democrats. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. That's fine. I'm sure you guys are tough enough to take that little bash I put there. And even though I apologize like 60 times, if you didn't, well, don't listen anymore. So let's say the Democrats got their way. No one owns a gun anymore. Perfect world. Everyone said, okay, yeah, you know what? Guns are still the problem, obviously. We'll give all our guns. It goes smoothly, 100%. Everyone got rid of their guns. got paid for it. They got paid to give their guns back. Very fair price. And all the guns are gone. So the whole community has now gotten rid of the guns. So people still have Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, and they're still talking crap on the president. Because we know on Facebook, the politics, everyone's a political genius, and they might as well be a senator or a congressman because they know so much. And they're now talking bad about the president we have in 5 years. So this president says, okay, I don't really like how they're talking. Let's ban their freedom of speech. If they talk bad about me, we'll just give them some jail time. We'll give them a fine. So they stop doing it. And you think this is too extreme. You think this would never happen. Yet Canada and Australia have this. Yeah. People, this is the best part too. This is why I was getting this long speech. Because Australia had a buyback, okay? They had a mandatory buyback in Australia. This happened. And they're free. Australians do not have a freedom of speech. They don't have that right. They do not have the right to freedom of speech. Canada does not have the right to freedom of speech, okay? I know people who live in Canada, and they have told me personally that they cannot say certain things, or you can go to jail, okay? So you're thinking this is so extreme, and this is so third world country-ish, and it's not. This is happening in real world time. So now our freedom of speech is gone. So we'll say you talk crap about the president, and guess what? You're going to jail. We'll say you just go to jail, you get a little fine, like $100 fine or something like that, maybe. We'll just say $100 fine. We won't include jail time. If you keep doing it, you'll get to jail time and all that stuff. So now your freedom of speech is gone. And we'll say now the next president, we'll talk, let's see, what President Trump's been president for how long? A year or two now? 2 years maybe? Let's see here. How long? I'm Googling another thing. I'm sorry. Here we go. But I'm doing this to show you how bad it can get in just my opinion. This is just one person's opinion of how bad it can get. This is very realistic. How long has Trump been president? I don't keep up with politics as much as I used to anymore, so I don't know. I don't really give a crap anymore. Him being president did not freaking mess me up. So he's been president for a year. Okay, so about a year and 2 months. So we'll say 8 years down the road. 8 years, yeah, 8 years down the road. That's fine. I'll be fine. We have a new president. And they say, okay, well, we took their freedom of speech. I forgot how I was going with this because I got stuck on the Trump crap. God dang it. You see what happens? You see what happens when I get stuck on Trump? Okay, but it can get bad. So your freedom of speech is gone now, okay? And then this is how bad it can get. So let's say Hillary goes for president the next term and she wins. Not she's not the next president. She's the president 2 terms down the road. So Trump has been president. We'll say Bernie Sanders was president, and now Hillary is president, okay? And as she said, all these people who support Trump are deplorables. So now she is going to kick, we'll say, all the super hardcore right-wing people out of the country. Well, you think that's extreme? It's not. She can do that. She's the president. What are you going to do? All the right-wing people are like, no, they won't. No, she won't. But yes, she can. Because you know why? The federal government now has all the guns. They can come to your house, arrest you because they have guns now. They have all the power. And they're going to send you on a plane and they'll just send you packing. They don't care where you go. You think this is so unrealistic and you think this is so extreme, like an extremist situation. It's not. Hillary said anyone who follows Trump is a deplorable. So they're just gonna get all of us out. They're just going to kick us out. And people don't think it can get to this. And something such as we started this conversation with just banning, with just not allowing people to own a gun at 21 and banning AR-15s and then banning pistols and then banning shotguns. People don't think it can get this extreme. It can get this extreme. It's happened. Australia had a buyback. You don't have freedom of speech anymore. Cuba took all the guns from their population. And I know people are going to say, oh my gosh, don't bring Cuba up in this. Because some Cuban girl apparently wore a Cuban flag while she's giving a speech about gun control, even though Cubans had a mass slaughtering. because of their great president, Fidel Castro, or dictator, whatever he was, a mass slaughtering because none of the population had guns. And people think this is too extreme to happen, but you don't understand how corrupt the government can get, okay? People do not understand how bad it can get. Those kids who were at that Florida shooting, they're high schoolers. One of them said, I remember going to an Obama rally when I was 7 years old. So the only president they've known is Obama and Trump. Can you understand how crazy that sounds? And people think this is too insane to happen, and it's not. My generation isn't 50-50. Most of my generation are liberal and feminist and left-winged, and that's okay. They can be that way. I'm not going to say they're all awful people. No, they're great people, and I'd love to have their opinion on this because I'm sure they're not like this. And eventually, it's going to get so extreme to where we could have mass slaughtering in the United States. Let's say Hillary's done. She served a term. And we now have I'm trying to think of someone like insanely – like an extremist, maybe extremist to be president. And he says, okay, well, guess what? White people are still racist, another cause of racial issues in the United States. So now all white people have to pay a certain tax because of all their racial biases. And so now white people have to pay a tax. What are you going to do to stop the government from doing that? Even though it's unfair and that's racist in itself, what are you going to do to stop them? What if he says, let's take it to the next level. White people are racist. Let's just kill them all. You think that's insane, but what are you going to do to stop them? He has all the guns or she has all the guns and you're going to stop them. I know that's an extremist thing. That'll probably never happen in our country. But the government can do some very extreme things if they have all the guns. If they have all the power, what are you going to do to stop them? I'm saying it could get to a very extreme point where people really don't think it's possible to get to. And it can get to a point where people don't think it's possible. And it's very possible. This is like a 10, 12-year road, and I just went from, oh, it's just banning kids under 21 to own a gun, to, and that's if kids obeyed the law and didn't get those guns illegally. Those guns are still going to be used legally, okay, people? I have no words for how bad it can get. We went from not being able to own a gun until you're 21 to banning military-grade firearms, assault rifles, to banning all semi-automatic guns, to banning all shotguns, to banning all guns, to having a mandatory buyback like Australia, because all the people that think gun control is a thing, we think they should follow Australia or Sweden, even though their population is like 10 to 20 million, and our population is about 300 million. They think it's a good idea to follow their path, because what's the difference between a 10 million population to a 300 million population? You know, what's the realistic difference? That's just like comparing a town of 4,000 people to a town of 400,000 people. You know, but what's the difference there? You know, I'm sure that town of 4,000 is exactly the same as that town of 400,000. You know, I'm sure they have the same problems. So yeah, I'm an incredibly biased person. I really just do not think. I don't think gun control is the answer, because in that perfect world, that's like maybe the rates of death will go down, which would be a good thing. But then what happens if kids make bombs and kids use knives? You gonna ban knives? You gonna ban gas? What are you gonna do? I just don't think it's the right path. I don't think it's the right answer. That's that perfect case scenario. Was if the kids also obey the law, which those kids who got the guns did not obey the law. They illegally got those guns. And they got them in illegal ways. They stole them. They took property or they bought them illegally. That situation was if you're under 21, you can't own a gun. That's if every child in the United States under 21 obeyed that law, which I guarantee would not happen. I guarantee kids would still get a hold of guns. That's if everyone in the United States handed over their pistols and their AR-15s and their shotguns. That's the perfect case scenario, which I guarantee wouldn't happen. I guarantee people would hide guns. I know I'd hide my guns. I'm not going to give my government my guns. What the heck? You think I'm going to trust my government enough like that? You know how many secrets they're hiding from us? It's insane. People think the government's so trustworthy, and they're not. They are 100% crooked. They are bought by corporate companies. Hillary Clinton took like $400 million from a company in Saudi Arabia, which was for killing gays, throwing them off the roof, throwing gays, homosexuals, lesbians off a roof, slitting their throats, hanging them. They were okay with that. And Hillary Clinton took money from that company, $400 million. You think they're just going to give that money? Like, oh, yeah, just take this money. We don't need anything in return. No. That's the woman who, until like 2012, was not for gay marriage. This is the person that so many women were for, okay? So many LGBT people were for, and she was so evil and corrupt. People don't understand how bad gun control can get. This was just a short rant. I guarantee you if I got statistics, it'd be even longer. I don't want this stream to go any longer because it's going to get more and more biased, in my opinion. I think I am using a slippery slope argument, which is kind of unfair. I'm thinking I am one person, and I do not have all the answers, so it's unfair for me to speak with no one arguing. Like, you're just listening to me argue against myself, which I'm going to be very lenient to the side I'm for. So I don't think I have all the answers, but I think gun control is not the answer. Because people will get guns legal ways. People will not follow the law. Us Americans, we are notorious for breaking the law. I guarantee you 90% of Americans break a law every single day. We don't follow the speed limit. We sometimes run red lights. We sometimes run stop signs. I mean, people don't understand how – and that's just – you think, okay, that's just a minor law. But, okay, well, people are going to take it to the next level, okay? Well, I'll go – instead of just going 75, I'll go 80 miles an hour, or I'll go 100 miles an hour. Or, okay, well, just because I'm 17, I can still own a gun. I'll just buy a gun at a gun show. And it's insane. It's insane. People are going to break the law no matter where you go, and it will never change. I don't think raising the law for law-abiding citizens like myself who say, okay, – fine, I'll go through another rigorous process to own a gun, even though the process is already stern and good enough. People for gun control want. What do they think is gonna realistically change that? So I don't know. This is the first podcast. Yeah, very heated, very negative energy, lots of negative energy. I do not like that. I don't like talking politics because it becomes a negative topic, and there's nothing positive about it. It's just negative thoughts and negative processes about it. And I don't know, but we will stop there. Next week I will be doing a gaming podcast, I promise. And then I'm going to try and get some visitors on the podcast also, hopefully. And we'll talk about some other stuff. I'm sure I'll have another political podcast soon. Like I said, I'm not a genius. I don't have the statistics. This is my opinion. This is a 19-year-old's opinion. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying gun control isn't the answer. Maybe it is. You think I know more than those kids who had to deal with a school shooting? You think I know more than a political supervisor who's seen read through the amendment 10 times a day and knows everything about gun rights and gun control? No, I don't. This is my opinion. So before you start spitting negative comments, I don't know what I'm talking about. This is my opinion. I'm a college kid who doesn't even know why he's in college, okay? So if you think I am acting arrogant, I'm not. I know I don't have all the answers. I know I don't have the best opinion, the best facts. So I hope you stay with me. If you have arguments, please comment, send me a comment on my Instagram, on my Facebook, on my Snapchat, on my Twitch. Send me messages about your argument, and I'll cover the argument. Might have another tweet, another we'll do like a maybe a fan comment section or a debate group or something. I don't know. Send me your arguments for gun control. Maybe you can change my mind, and maybe I'll be for gun control. I don't know. That's just my slippery slope argument. I don't know if it's the best choice or not. I don't know. That's my opinion. So please don't take it to heart. That is a short segment of my opinion. Gaming next week, we'll talk about Call of Duty. Talk about all the new games coming out. I'll be playing Far Cry 5 this week, hopefully. We'll talk about new PC games, new Xbox games, new PS4 games. All new stuff coming out. And hopefully it'll be a good stream. It'll be more positive than this stream. So thank you guys for listening. This is episode 2 going in the books. Gonna post it very, very soon. Hope you all enjoy, and I'll see you next week.
So after the conversation of gun control, again, I'm not a professional. I am not a tactician of politics and gun control arguments and gun laws and all that. I do not know any of this stuff, okay? Guys, do not take this to heart. I'm not trying to offend people. This is merely my opinion, and I'm a very passionate person when it's something I'm in relation with. So if it has to do with me, I get very passionate about it, and I like to defend that case pretty much wholeheartedly. So please do not take any of this to heart. I promise it's all in good faith. I will entertain literally any ideas for why gun control is a good idea. I don't care. I want to hear other ideas. I want to hear more opinions. So I will keep working on to get more visitors who might disagree. I want disagreements to see the other side and the other opinions on this. So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you didn't take it too to heart. If you didn't like it, that's fine. That's 100% fine. You didn't have to like it. So, thank you guys for listening. Please, again, do not take it to heart. This is just my opinion. This is just a 19-year-old kid's opinion. So, don't take it to heart, guys. Thank you for watching, and we'll catch you next week.